You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, salam and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Let's talk about something that might sound small, but shapes how people trust us, respect us, and even how we respect ourselves. Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted to have said, "Two things are never separated from lying: making too many promises and excessive apologizing." So let that sink in for a moment. We've all been there, saying I'll do it soon when we know we won't, saying I'll be there but never showing up. Sometimes we mean well, other times we just want to please people in the moment. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is warning us, overpromising is a gateway to lying. And even if we didn't intend to deceive, a broken promise erodes trust, both in others' hearts and in our own. In Surah Saf, the Quran puts it bluntly, "O you who believe, why do you say what you do not do? Most hateful it is in the sight of Allah that you say what you do not do." Psychologists say that when we overpromise or over-apologize, we're often avoiding discomfort. We want to be liked. We want to escape confrontation. So we lie gently. But gentle lies still break things. And when we apologize too often, not sincerely, but automatically, it loses its meaning. It becomes a cover, not a cure. Excessive excuses become a shield for our ego, but they block growth. They block real connection. This hadith is really about honesty with ourselves first. Speak less, but keep your word. Don't say yes when you mean maybe. Don't apologize just to escape. Apologize to repair. As Imam Ali alayhi salam also said elsewhere, the tongue is like a lion. If you let it loose, it will wound someone. So let's tame our tongues, not just from harshness, but from casual dishonesty. Maybe this hadith isn't just about avoiding lying. Maybe it's about reclaiming the beauty of being real, measured, and intentional in what we say. Sometimes the kindest promise is the one we don't make until we're sure. Sometimes a quiet "I'll try" is more powerful than an exaggerated "I promise." And sometimes silence carries more respect than over-explaining. Truthfulness isn't just about words, it's about being aligned inside and out. So let's aim for that kind of clarity, the kind that gives peace to the heart and strength to the soul. Be honest, be whole, and let your truth quietly earn you trust, love, and lasting dignity. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.